Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively this much closer to going to Super Bowl 53, 4, 5, 8. I got to get my numbers together. It's I don't speak Roman numerals, but I tell you what I do speak. I speak billboards and big jackpots. I know we got one going on this week. We have a lot of fun with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We let ourselves play. This is my summer cup for my barbecues in the new home. I can't find my razor. I can't find various soaps and cleaning products and various TV cables. But I can find my man, John Mark, from the Maryland Lottery. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery Gaming. I got to tell you, John, I had a great week because first off, we all watch a lot of great football. And I know you're Browns and I'm Ravens, yes. But you can't hate on Joe Burrow and the Bengals right now, right?
I mean, of course not. Of course not. It's a lot of fun. Hey, and for everyone everywhere, I want to say I've never been more pleased to be on a remote broadcast. The minute you told me you can't find your soap and your personal hygiene products, I'm glad this is not an in-studio game.
This is a mess. I mean, it really, you know, just give me 24 hours. I'll get it all together. I have these obligations to sponsors and commitments and guests and all the stuff we've been doing here, but I'm not hermiting out so much that I have not bathed because I have. And we went down to the casino. We went to live the other day. My wife buys things on the internet, right? So, and she can't wait to buy lottery tickets on the internet. But she had bought something she had to return to Arundel Mills. So we're like, all right, if we're going to do that, why don't we wait for a football game? Why don't we go down and see the news, sport and social, the whole deal?
Absolutely.
And we went down and we spent maybe about an hour and a half, but we didn't drink or gamble. We just literally toured. And Bobby's is still there in a Cheesecake Factory and a prime rib and like all that stuff. The whole Cordish group was great with us and saying hello and whatnot. And we saw some, the place where I saw Michael Bolton, a place that Alice Cooper's going to be in a couple weeks. But I wanted to get there and experience sports the way you and I have been talking about it. I wanted to go smell it, feel it, see the people, see who was gambling, see how it looked.
Sure.
Looked like Vegas. You know, didn't look all that unfamiliar to me, you know, of what I see. But there was a line and there were kiosks and you could go to see a human if you wanted to bet that way. There were seats, there were reserved seats. There was energy. There were Steelers fans. I couldn't believe it. I saw more Steelers gear than I saw anything else. All I could think about was you, the state, how many years I've been talking about this. It's my 31st year on radio, right, of talking about sports and gambling and points and spreads and like all of that. To actually drive 20 minutes away, walk in, see it, feel it, it feels more real to me. Does that mean – I don't even – that might not even make any sense, but it feels more real to me.
Absolutely. And this is, you know, this is what the citizens of the state of Maryland had hoped for when they voted back in November of 2020 to go forward with sports wagering. And you're seeing it live as well as the other four casinos are up and running now. So we have five casinos that are providing a sports wagering product on property. They're all experiencing what you saw the other day. Lots of energy, lots of fans excited about.
Yeah, some people were there to party. Some people were there to gamble, hang, eat. Some people were there just to make a bet and get out of the mall or stop by and buy, you know, go over to Marshall's or whatever. My wife, you know, did a little shopping. We walked around a little bit and it was lovely. It was great. And you know what? We made a mistake by not staying because we streamed the games over the weekend because our cable wasn't connected. It was better on Sunday. I missed the end of the Bills game and I missed the end of the Rams game because the stream stopped.
Wow.
Yeah. So like on the greatest, I mean, obviously I saw the ending and all that in the end, but I only knew the outcome by seeing the app and not believing it. Like I saw the app and I'm like, I just tweeted that Kansas City's going home. That was after I had tweeted that the Rams. So it was a long day for me on the sports side, but I tell you what, the excitement that must've been in that place. The whole weekend,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I'm in the odds business. I deal with numbers all day long. If you had told me on Friday evening that on Saturday and Sunday there would be four games and they would all come down to the last second of the clock with a field goal to either win or tie, I would have said you're nuts. There's no book anywhere in the world that would give you odds on that. And here it was, one after the other. I mean, you're exhausted. If you're a football fan without an allegiance to any of those teams that played, can you imagine if you were a diehard fan either way? I mean, that would have been devastating.
Well, but it was fun just the way it was. I mean, like it speaks to why we love football, and it speaks to why we love sports and live theater. And I think it encompassed all of that. And I think as we get back to doing normal things again, hopefully soon I get back to the crab cake tour and finally get over to Nacho Mama's and have another burrito quesadilla along with my crab cake. I think it's these things where we get trapped inside. We hope for good games again this weekend and heroes and villains and all that. And I'm going to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks, and I'll have my Maryland Lottery Cup on the set at Radio Row and my lottery blue mask that everybody wants. John Martin is here. He's the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And the lottery side of this is also fun right now because you got a jackpot again, right? Like, and here we go.
Absolutely. And before I get to the jackpot, let me just wrap up the football thing, because as you're well aware, the payoff for us with our Ravens scratch-off tickets is the 20 years of Ravens tickets that will be won by some lucky fan. And we haven't set a date yet for that drawing, but I can, and I think it's fair here to enumerate the six finalists. One of these six people will win 20 years of Ravens tickets. And the most recent entrants into that, Thomas Hood of Baltimore, Maryland, Chantris Grant Hope of Brooklyn Park. Those are two. Karen Roberts of Linthicum Heights. The third, Linda Walker Knight of Randallstown. The fourth person, William Perry. I love that. If the fridge walks out there, this will be hilarious. William Perry of Baltimore is the fifth, and the sixth and final, Diane Heil of Annapolis. One of these six people, at a date very, very soon, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will get together, probably virtually still, but one of those six will win Ravens tickets for the next 20 years. Can you imagine that, Nestor?
Well, I hope we beat Joe Burrow a few times between now and then. You know, I have no doubt about beating Baker Mayfield. I am a little worried about the Jimmies and the Joes this week as we get on to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I guess with the lottery, the beginning of all this are jackpots. My wife sees all this. Brought it up. It was a couple weeks ago. She was out. I told you we stopped. We had to buy tickets. I finally checked them. I mean, it's fun checking them when you win. It's no fun checking them when you lose. I'll be honest with you.
But don't get rid of them. Again, every ticket gives you a chance to be an entrant into our My Lottery Rewards program for fabulous prizes. So don't throw those
away.
My
wife is working the app. She's doing it. I mean, she's in charge of all apps in the family, like in that way. Although I do have the Wise app on my thing. But I had to learn it on the air and embarrass myself when my password didn't reset. I'm so terrible with the passwords. But for you with jackpots and where this thing gets to, explain to people just the genesis of this, of how the money, because you said you count odds and numbers, and how do these things get to 3, 4, 5? They literally, I would say it's like going to the old bingo hall in the 50-50, that the more you put in, the more that comes out of it. But it's the longer and the odds of how weird these numbers are and the balls that come up and the special number that the Powerball or whatever it is that's the delineator, and the odds are in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of winning it. Let's start with that, right?
Exactly right. I mean, to win that jackpot in either Mega Millions or Powerball, and we'll just round it up for this conversation. Yeah, you're talking roughly 300 million to one to win that. So, but the true fun and enjoyment is there are a number of cascading prizes. We have 9 different tiers of prizes. So they started at a break-even price. Hopefully you get your money back on that. But then there are various steps based on how many of the matching numbers you have relative to the balls that are picked on a given draw night. And then each week I'm part of the group that sits here and we kind of convene and set the jackpot for the next run and the next run. And it's you're right. It's kind of like a 50-50 raffle if you think about that from a church or a kids youth league type of an event. You know, depending on how much we anticipate sales coming in, that's how the jackpot can grow. And you know, it's great when you have a national coast to coast game because those numbers get multiplied very, very quickly. Which is why
my wife knows first thing in the morning. Nobody hit it. Nobody hit it. I mean, it's almost like she's from East Baltimore. It's beautiful. It's like my neighborhood. You know. By the way, I always tell you my Springsteen story. I cashed another lottery ticket one time, and you could tell by my smile. I just recollected this when you were talking about it. You said there were 9 tiers, right?
Right.
And this is a long time ago. This is at the dawn. This is back in when I lived in Colgate. So I mean, it must have been in the 80s, right? I hit 3 or 4 out of the 6. This is before they had the other number and all that. And I hit enough to win $10 or $20. And it was like, I won a few bucks. It was more than getting your money back. It was more than like getting a buck or $5, but it was like something like that. So I did cash a ticket one time because that was the only way you could play back in the day. There was either you hit three, or if you hit three, you get a dollar. If you hit four, you get, you know, 20 or whatever. And then it was like, if you hit five, get 100,000. And then after that was a jackpot. But that was, that makes me an old guy to explain the lottery that way, when the old wishbone was around, the whole deal, right?
Right. And hang on to that old wishbone stuff. I mean, we're getting ready for our 50th anniversary year in 2023. So we'll be doing lots of fun things with player promotions, with excitement, with resurrection.
You made me sing the old jingles, because I can remember some of them.
Well, you know what? We may have a talent competition. Maybe we'll do a Lottery Got Talent competition. Thanks for the idea.
I was such a kid that like consumed media, and I was a newspaper. That's what I wanted to do with my life. But I listened to the radio and television. I was so every jingle, that came along, and I know you're not marketing 12-year-old kids because we went through that, but you heard the jingles, you heard the songs, you remember them all your whole life, right? So, I will sing jingles for you next year. I'll start to rehearse. How about that?
Please do that. Please do that. But yeah, we're looking for lots of things, and certainly over the next several months, as 2023 gets closer, we'll begin to tease and announce new games, new promotions, new activities to celebrate our 50th anniversary year. That's a lot of ground to cover, and we're very, very excited about it.
You know, I used to go to your events, your annual events, and always play games with Carol and Roz and all that, and trivia games and all that to win prizes. I won a really nice prize one year as well. But I didn't know when we were doing this thing that I was going to be dealing with this with you, with the Monopoly trivia and get out of jail free. And now we have the Monopoly game. So apparently, I should make some music for this or something. We should have some Wink Martindale or some.
There you go. Well, come on Mary. Down. Come on down, Nestor. You're the next contestant on Monopoly Trivia. Are you ready?
I have not. I've done no homework on this. I told you I saw the Dundalkopoly over at Wise and thought I might get that, but I haven't played.
Go with your gut.
You embarrassed me last week with the wheelbarrow question. I didn't know about it. I had the dog and the cat and, All right, go ahead. What do we got?
All right. Which of the four railroads was not real? And I will remind you of what those four railroads are.
No, hold on. Reading
Railroad.
B&O, hold on. Reading, B&O. Go ahead, give me the other two.
Pennsylvania Railroad and the Short Line. Which of those four?
The Short Line. And that was the one over by Boardwalk. It was like, you got over near Short Line, you get out of that neighborhood if you had... You had Boardwalk, had hotels on it, houses on Park Place. Get out of that neighborhood.
Nestor, you have redeemed yourself because the answer is the Short Line.
Yes.
While it was real, it wasn't a bona fide railroad. It was actually a city tram line, originally called the Shore Fast Line and later changed to the Short Line for the game.
What you're really doing is Atlantic City history, because it was all the road, Ventnor and Atlantic and all. All right. Here's one. Let's go.
Here's the second one. All right.
I'm letting myself play.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Now, this is going to need a little math. You have to take your shoes and socks off, maybe. How much Monopoly money comes in the box? A, $14,620. B, $18,440. C, $20,580. D, $24,460.
Ooh. See, I'm trying to think about singles and fives and tens. I remember the colors, right? The
Good.
Ones were white, the fives were pink, the tens were yellow. The hundreds were also, I think, yellow, and the 50s were blue, maybe. Anyway,
you're on the right path. You're
I think
on the right
the 20s were green. I mean, I rolled some dice. Dundalk, we did things. We played Canasta, we played Risk. We played Stratego. We played board games. Trouble, pop the little ball.
All right, focus here, Nestor. 14,000 plus.
John Martin is here. Let me reset. We talk about Monopoly and while we're playing Monopoly games and doing stuff here. They have scratch offs. You can win a lot of money, and you don't need to know anything about Monopoly.
No, requirements. This is the fun part. This is not the requirement.
Cool part for you doing Monopoly is. and honestly, is that I know enough about it to be dangerous that it isn't a game I didn't play, you know, isn't backgammon or, you know, something like chess. Good. Checkers. Good.
So what's
Battleship, love Battleship, Operation. I wasn't so good at that. But okay. Go ahead.
There are 30 bills of each denomination. So you were on the right track there, trying to think of ones and fives.
Okay, so 30 times 5 is 15, and 253.
Too late, you're out of time. $20,580 is the correct answer.
Was it C? 30
of each denomination.
I was going to say C.
No, there you go.
If so, it's like Jeopardy and I push the button, I get penalized for getting it wrong. I don't want to get it wrong.
So here's the last question.
Okay.
And maybe you know this one as well. What is the longest game of Monopoly on record? A, 70 hours. B, 7 weeks. C, 70 days. Or D, 7 years. Now, I'll tell you more. This is according to the National Museum of Play. There is a National Museum of Play that authenticates this.
70 days.
Nestor, you're very proud of yourself. You should be. 70 days is, in fact, the correct answer.
We had Monopoly games that lasted long weekends at our – I mean, and if you hit the board and knock the house off the board,
man.
Oh, my God. The dog or the cat or dumps my drink, you know, like John Harbaugh did all over my desk at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. John Martin is here. He's the director of all things lottery and gaming with our great state, and getting out this weekend. If you're going out gambling, betting the games, do it responsibly, everybody. I mean, I was hoping that people were having fun at the casino the other day. Just want people to be listen to Mooch when he tells you to, you know your limits and do all those good things. And
yeah, absolutely.
Same thing. I tell my wife that whenever it's Mega Millions and Powerball time, just, you know, come on, man. You know, it's a 1 in 300 million odds. And she's like, why not me? Why not me? I want a boat. I want blue water. I want, you know, and I'm like, all right, let's play.
Yeah, no, it's okay to have those dreams, but you're right. And I love those commercials. And a lot of that is really the emphasis behind the American Gaming Association, the AGA. And we're proud to support their efforts on keeping the responsible gaming message in the forefront in all that you do, whether it's scratch offs, Powerball Mega Millions, sports wagering. You know, have a plan, stick to it, and have some fun, but know when it's time to come back another day.
Swear to God, in moving stuff, I can't find my razor. I can't find my coal roofing mug. I did find my Maryland lottery. So I, you know, this stuff was in my car. I didn't lose that. But I was moving some stuff. I have one board game left that, you know, I think my wife might have a Connect 4 or 5, whatever, little travel version. I was a big Scrabble guy. I know you find that hard to believe given my literacy, but I was a big Scrabble. I love Scrabble. So if there was something that would occupy my mind in that way, playing Scrabble, and you can't lose tiles, you know, but I like tiles and boards. I always had the Gucci version, the classic where, you know, the board wouldn't get messed up and it would spin
wow.
No, I love Scrabble. So that's the game I have, but I would say this in all honesty, I'm having fun playing Monopoly game with you. So you can tell Carol, I'll play with her, Roz, anybody wants to play, and I'm not going to cheat. Like what I'm saying is I don't own Monopoly back there. I'm not going to Google, but I know the yellow was Ventnor. I knew a little bit about the railroads, the funny guy with Community Chest and like all that, but I haven't looked any of the utilities up. I haven't done any of that. So I'm letting myself play along. I got 2 out of 3 today, which, you know, like that's a song, Meatloaf. I told the greatest Meatloaf story ever. And I don't mean
you have one.
Oh, I told it with Bill Cole earlier. I knew Meat. Not through my rock and roll era, although a little bit was, but I really knew him through baseball because he loved the Yankees, he loved baseball, and he loved my cousin. And I did a rock and jock show back in 1992, 3, 4, 5, before the Ravens existed. Every year in April, Geddy Lee would call in, Rick Nielsen, Mike Mazaris from the Smithereens. Just a lot of rock stars would call in. Some of them I knew a little. Some of them were friends of friends of friends who knew baseball.
Sure,
I wish I would have had Eddie Vedder and Jeff Amon. I never had those guys, and they were baseball guys. But I had, you know, rock stars on. And Meat was at the going back up with I Would Do Anything for Love, but I Won't Do That. And I had the opportunity. I could make the story short or long. I told the long version to Bill Cole. So go listen to it, Cole Roofing. It's at Baltimore Positive. It's a long story. I didn't tell my Louis Anderson story, but I'm going to tell that next week. And that involves Vegas. But Meatloaf and I befriended each other at the All-Star game in 94. And then in 95, he performed at the Super Bowl before we had a football team here. When the Steelers played the Cowboys in Arizona, I was on Radio Row even then. Before we had a team, I was out there with Dick Schaap doing radio.
Sure.
And he performed. And there was a DJ there in Phoenix who did the Phil Rizzuto part in Paradise by the Dashboard. Which is how we got to this, because I had 2 out of 3. Ain't bad. I want you. I need you. Ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. So Paris by the Dashboard Light, a radio jock, and me had done my show at this point, knew me, you know, enough to come on. And Mark Messina was with me. Mike Messina was pitching the All-Star game. So we knew each other. Mark worked for me. So in Phoenix, has a Phoenix disc jockey do the Rizzuto part and nailed it. Well, the batter's coming up around first. Oh, second, save, second. Oh my God, I think he's going to make it. So stop right there. So the Phoenix guy did it. I saw him meet afterward. And I said, that guy was great. He's like, well, if you want to do it and when I come to Merriweather this summer, you can do it. And I'm like, I'll try. He's like, you can't do it. And I'm like, but I'll try. He's like, you won't be able to do it, but I'm going to give you a chance to do it. And he's like, it'll be shtick. And he's like, there's no way you're going to do it. He said, you saw that guy do it. Nobody can do it. I couldn't believe that guy could do it. That guy came and rehearsed it and killed it in rehearsal and then went up on stage and killed it. And he's like, you're not going to do that. And I'm like, you're probably right. Short story long, I went to the audition. Go listen to Bill Cole, and you can hear the remnants of my friendship with Meatloaf. So there.
Tease. Well played.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. I did okay on the monopolizing. Talk to me about the Monopoly game and why we're having some fun at the expense of Boardwalk and Park.
Yeah, no, this is a new effort for us. We've combined our traditional Monopoly licensed property with the scratch-off tickets, but we've also now combined it with 2 Fast Play, which is the instant win terminal game. So we have Monopoly tickets at the $1, $2, $5, and $10 scratch off price points. And we've added a $3 and a $20 denomination on the Fast Play tickets. All 6 of those contribute to our second chance prizing, which is very unique. Each month, starting in February through July, we will draw once a month 10 $2,500 winners of second chance prizes, but a jackpot, a progressive style jackpot will roll. Right now, this morning, it was nearly $16,000. And by the time
progressive in the way that the big jackpots are progressive.
Yep. Okay. So, you know, go to mdlottery.com, get a status on where it is, get your non-winning tickets in before the drop dead date, which is going to be on the 20th of February. We'll draw on the 21st of February. And whatever that jackpot is, one lucky winner will take that prize. And that will then reset. And for the next month, it'll roll up again and again and again, month after month from now through the last drawing is July 11th.
Anybody coming in this week winning millions of dollars and putting a smile on Roz's face over there?
We did. We had I think, our lucky Monopoly or our Mega Millions winner from Severn, I think, came in this week. We have winners coming in daily. People like to win money. They like to come in here, whether it's relatively smaller jackpots. They all count. And all the way up to the $1 million winner. So
I love that there's a $100,000 winner in Dundalk this week at the Wise Carroll Mall. I like saying Wise on Wise Avenue, just where Wise markets are. But it's in Dundalk. It was a different Wise, W-I-S-E, Wise, like Wise Avenue. You know what, John? That's Patapsco side of Dundalk. I kid my guys because Costas is on the Patapsco side, but they claim Sparrow's Point. Because they're on the other side of North Point Boulevard. So, the Dundalk-Patapsco thing, it's a little bit like the Cleveland-Baltimore-Pittsburgh thing when we have to watch Cincinnati play in the championship. Listen, let them win. Seriously, let them. I'm happy if Joe Burrow wins better this year in a year we can't win, because we're both going to be, everybody going to be, Mike Tomlin, everybody's going to be dealing with that cat, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very interesting next year. Whoever is fit and able on any side of the ball, next year should be very, very interesting.
By the way, I don't hate on the 49ers, but I kind of want the Rams to win because I'm going to the Super Bowl and I'm being selfish about it. Because, like, it'll just be more fun if the Rams are in it for me, in the same way that a couple of years ago, like, Minnesota came this close and didn't, and then all the Eagles fans came in. Not to say that wasn't fun. Thank you, Jim Schwartz, Joe Douglas. But it's, you know, the hometown thing and sure, the Hollywood thing and me doing radio with a mask and, like, all week long. I think the stars will come out if it will
be interesting. I mean, you know, clearly they put the team together for this run. If it doesn't work this year for them, I don't know what they do next year.
Well, hey, have a great week. Enjoy it. Great couple weeks. I won't see you for a few weeks. I'm going to be at the Super Bowl next week. We're going to have, can we say pinch hitter, even though baseball's not playing right now? Are we allowed to say a pinch hitter?
Sure, we can. Sure, we can.
Backup quarterback. Well, I won't say that, right?
No.
Because it might be Tyler Huntley. It might be really good. I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean? Could win some games, you know?
Could be. But yes, we'll see. We'll get together at some point down the road.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Always good to see you.
Thank you, Nestor. Appreciate it.
Don Martin joining us here, director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, monopolizing things around here and having some fun. We're letting ourselves play. The Maryland Lottery will be getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I'm going to be having some remnants of the Crab Cake Tour out in L.A., but I'm not having any crab cakes in California. I promise you that. But we're going to be out on the road doing Super Bowl coverage presented by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Costas. I'm wearing my Costas shirt right now. I'm looking forward to getting back there, doing a Crab Cake Tour over there. Our first stop will be at Nacho Mama's, as promised, and I think we're going to probably get that going right after Valentine's Day. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.